Praise the Lord. Let's open our Bible to the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, and let's read verse 1 to 7. Ephesians 5, verse 1 to 7. Be therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becoming saints. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this ye know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedient. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. Let's pray. Thank you, God, for your goodness and your faithfulness. We come before the name of Jesus. Thank you for this. Allow us to gather here in your name. Thank you for all the brothers and sisters and families who are here, O God, and the workers of yours. And also thank you for all the members and workers that they will receive this service recording. We pray, O God, that this day will be a wonderful day. We invite your Holy Spirit in our midst. Do miracles and wonder and speak to us and guide us and direct us, O God. We pray in the name of Jesus that your anointing upon each and every item of the worship today, the prayers, the songs, the giving, O Lord, the message, speak to us. Speak to your church. Guide us and direct us, all of us, with your word, with your message to us. O God, we pray. In the name of Jesus, I pray for all the workers to receive the instruction from your word, to change their attitude, characters, and to relent of wrongdoings, and to repent, and also to come back to you, serving you, and be faithfully committed to their lives and ways unto you, O God. Lord, speak today through us. Speak by the Holy Spirit. Through this message and through also all what we're going to, all what we going to sing, O God, use all these things for the glory. We thank you, God. We bless you once again, and on this day we bless you, Lord. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's all stand and let us worship the Lord. Yes, O God. Anoint our worship, O Lord.
Thank you.
Presence. Let's now collect our tithes and offering and our first fruit unto the Lord. Let's bring it into the storehouse of God. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercy. Thank you for all that you give us and you have provided for us. We bless you, Lord, for your provision in our life, in the life of your church and your people. O God, bless everyone who commits himself to give us due for you. Open the windows of heaven and bless your people. Pour out so much blessing that they will have no place to keep, O God. And Lord, I pray, you also rebuke the devourer, O God. And let all nations know that we are blessed by you. And I pray, Lord, use this money, multiply it. Let reach the lost and those who have not heard your word. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We'll continue today to speak about faith and deeds from the life of Abraham. We already discussed previously, as we have read in the book of James, chapter 2, verse 22-24, let's read again. But wilt thou know, vain man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? See thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect. And the scriptures was fulfilled, which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. You see then, how that by works a man is justified and not by faith only. You know, faith in Christ should be accomplished by deeds. You know, there are deeds that God had ordained for us to do. After we are saved, he had prepared for us good work, as we can read in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. Not that you would do what you want or what you like. No, there are things that he had prepared for us we need to do. Other things, it may be looking good, but since he did not ordain it, we should not go ahead and do it. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Sometimes you hear people, or sometimes even you say, I want to do this, I like to do that. Now, this, we cannot do such things now. But what we can say, I want what God wants. Say it again. I want what God wants, and I like. And I like what God like. That is what God wants us to do now. Now let's now move to Genesis chapter 16, and let us read the whole chapter and learn the lessons. Genesis chapter 16, verse 1 to 16. And Sarah, Abraham's wife, bare him no children, and she had an handmaid, an Egyptian, whose name was Hagar. And Sarah said unto Abraham, Behold, now the Lord hath restrained me from bearing. I pray thee, go in unto my maid. It may be that I may obtain children by her. And Abraham hearkened to the voice of Sarai. And Sarai, Abraham's wife, took Hagar, her maid, the Egyptian, after Abraham had dwelt 10 years in the land of Canaan, and gave her to her husband Abraham to be his wife. And he went in unto Hagar, and she conceived, and when she saw that she had conceived, her mistress was despised in her eyes. And Sarai said unto Abraham, My wrong be upon thee, I have given my maid into thy bosom. And when she saw that she had conceived, I was despised in her eyes. The Lord judge between me and thee. But Abraham said unto Sarai, Behold, thy maid is in thy hand, do to her as it pleases thee. And when Sarai dealt hardly with her, she fled from her face. And the angel of the Lord found her by the fountain of water in the wilderness, by the fountain in the way to Shur. And he said, Hagar, Sarai's maid, whence camest thou? And whither wilt thou go? And she said, I flee from the face of my mistress Sarai. And the angel of the Lord said unto her, Return to thy mistress, and submit thyself unto her hands. And the angel of the Lord said unto her, I will multiply thy seed exceedingly, that it shall not be numbered for multitude. And the angel of the Lord said unto her, Behold, thou art with a child, and shall bear a son, and shall call his name Ishmael, because the Lord hath heard thy affliction. And he will be a wide man. His hand will be against every man, and every man's hand against him. And he shall dwell in the presence of all his brethren. And she called the name of the Lord that spake unto her, Thou God, seest me. For she said, Have I also here looked after him that seeth me? Wherefore, the well was called Beer Lahairor. Behold, it is between Kadesh and Bered. And Hagar bare Abraham a son. And Abraham called his son's names, which Hagar bare Ishmael. And Abraham was 86 years old when Hagar bare Ishmael to Abraham. Thank you, God. Anoint my lips. Thank you for your word to us. Speak to us and guide us. Guide everyone here with your word, how our faith, her faith and his faith, to be accompanied by action, and our brethren in other places. Lord, I pray that you will learn lessons today, and we'll be encouraged, we'll be corrected, we'll be guided to go on and do the very things that you want us to do. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. This is our prayer. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. We have read in verse 1 and 2 that Sarai has no children, she bare Abraham no children, and she has a maid, her name Hagar, and then, you know, Hagar offered to Abraham to be his wife. Sarah, when she bare Abraham no children, that made her guilty that she is not doing well toward Abraham. She is not doing well doing her part by giving a child to Abraham to be his heir to inherit him. So Sarah resorted to human solution. You know, the promises of God cannot be accomplished by a human effort, but accomplished by faith, not by doing your own and try to help yourselves. Some they say that God wanted to help yourself and He will help you. You know, that is true. And what you need to do is to do your part. In doing your part, the only thing that you need to do in certain situations is that to help yourself is by waiting upon God and not to do your own. You need to wait upon God. Sarah resorted to do her own, and she used human wisdom and her own understanding to find solution to help Abraham to be out of the struggle situation that he was in. We read verse 1. It says, now Sarai, Abraham's wife, bare him no children, and she had a handmaid, an Egyptian, whose name was Hagar. So it mentions here two facts. First, she bare no children, and also that she had a handmaid. Here the handmaid, the purpose of the handmaid to Sarah is to help her in the work in the house, not for other purposes. Certain time, God give you certain things to make you comfortable in life, but what you are going to do, certain time you use what God give you for wrong use. For example, that you have work and you have a day off in your work, and this day off is given for you to get rest in order to relax, not to go and do part-time. You know, you may ask why this Genesis 16, there is a mistake that Abraham did, you know. It is written so that God also will correct us, you know, when you do wrong and you do mistakes, that's not the end, but that is the beginning of your correction. Let's continue. We read, you know, in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 8, when you rely on your own understanding, like what now Sarah did. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 8, let's read it. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding, and all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes, fear the Lord, and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel, and marrow to thy bones. When you use your own wisdom instead of waiting upon God in order to bless yourself, you know, instead of being thankful and content of what you have and start to think to do other things, thinking that your life become better, but what is going on when you start to do your own, what you are doing and what you are thinking are even in the sight of God. And you will be sinning against God when you start to do such things. Like, for example, you have work and you have salary. And you should be content and thankful, but you are not satisfied with that. because you want morning come to make yourself rich. For example, you start to work part-time. You have your work and start to work part-time in order to get more money. But what happens? You get more weaknesses, you might get more sicknesses, you will get tiredness because of the overtime. Or other things, that you start to work in your holidays. The holiday that's given to you is your Sabbath rest. You don't work. You should not work in the day of the Sabbath in order to rest. But you go and work to get more money. You break your Sabbath and you move away from God because you have ambition, you love money, and also you don't want to wait upon God to come and bless you. That's what he say here, which we have read. Depart from evil. Be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from the evil. Another example and scenario. You want, for example, more income besides your job. What you will do is start a business. You don't have money, you go and borrow money, thinking that when the business will start, you will have more money. And most of the time the business will collapse. And when the business will collapse, you will end up to be in debt instead of you have more money. Or some people, what they would do, they will withhold their tithe. They will not give their tithe because they want to collect more money. But they forget that the devourer will come on them and they will destroy the work of their hand and what they had labored for. Depart from evil, it shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Stop all this nonsense and all this naughtiness. Repent of all these things, and as you repent and come to the Lord, that will be a healing to you, healing to your body, healing to your soul, and healing to your spirit. You don't have a problem. Don't make a problem for yourself. Wait upon God. That is here the message. Wait upon God to bless you. Wait upon God to give you family. Wait upon God to give you children. Wait upon God to promote you. Wait upon God to give you a partner. Wait upon God to come and bless you. In verse 2, and Sarah said unto Abraham, behold, now the Lord hath restrained me from bearing. I pray thee, go in unto my maid, it may be that I may obtain children by her. Here, Sarah reasoned in her mind that since she has no children, what she can do with her own understanding, she had the wrong concept, wrong wisdom, that she offered Abraham to have her maid as a wife to him. You know, she's not aware that Abraham cannot go to that woman because being married, if a man or a woman being married and his partner is alive, he cannot go to another man or woman and get married because that considered as adultery. You know, in the book of Romans, chapter 7, verse 2 and 3, say, for the woman which had an husband is bound by the law to her husband so long as he liveth. But if the husband be dead, she is loosed from the law of her husband. So then, if while her husband liveth, she be married to another man, she shall be called an adulteress. But if her husband be dead, she is free from that law, so that she is no adulteress, though she be married to another man. You know, that is very clear here, you know. We also read that Sarah confessed that God did not give her children. So if God did not give you, so you need to stop there. You don't need to go there and do your own, but you need to wait upon God. In many situations, believers in the Christ, when God is doing and giving them what he promised them, you know, they have the urge to go to do something to help themselves, to bless themselves. Why? They are thinking that God had forgotten them, or that maybe God wants them to do it by themselves. But that's not correct, you know. When God promised you something, wait upon Him that He will come to do it for you. When God has promised you something, wait upon Him that He will come and do it, but He promised you by Himself. And you must know that God has His own timing. That is different of your timing. If you go ahead, what will be happening? To try to bless yourself, to fulfill the promise of God by yourself, that will cause you troubles, bad consequences, and in addition, nothing will be accomplished good. In verse 3, and Sarah, Abraham's wife, took Hagar, her maid, the Egyptian. After Abraham had dwelt 10 years in the land of Canaan, and gave her to her husband Abraham to be his wife. After 10 years in the waiting, Sarah was not able to wait more. She was not able to resist temptation because she is already, 10 years, and there is no child. And now the family are in a strange land, and they have no child to inherit. In addition to that, the age factor. Abraham was 85 years old, and she was 75 years old, and that age factor possibly added more to their shaking of faith. What I want to advise you here, do not let your age causing you to shake in your faith and believe in God. Do not let your age causing you to shake in your faith and believe in God. Let's move to verse 4. And he went in unto Hagar, and she conceived. And when she saw that she had conceived, her mistress was despised in her eyes. Here Abraham also agreed with Sarah and did not reason in faith, did not consider that what Sarah asked him to do is a sin, and that sin is adultery. He went ahead and took Hagar's second wife and went unto her, and she got conceived. And what happened when she saw, when Hagar saw herself that she is pregnant, it written that her mistress was despised in her eyes. You know, now trouble starts in the family. Hagar saw herself pregnant, and she became proud and started to look down on Sarah. She forget that Sarah is her mistress, and she is her maid. You know, some people with a very little promotion, you find them, they are already proud. They are already, you know, they see themselves bigger. They start to boast because they see themselves bigger. Then they start, and start to become rude and look down to others. Don't be like such people. And that is how you differentiate, how you will know the people when they will receive promotion. You will see them, how they will behave, and you will also know. If they will behave like Hagar, you know that they are boasting. But here Hagar also, she boasts over Sarah, but she is not aware that she was in sin, and that sin is adultery, and time will come, and that she need to be also to be sent away so that this sin of adultery will stop. Sarah wanted to solve her problem. Now she added more trouble in her life. That's why don't meddle and try to accomplish the promise of God by yourself, by your own understanding, because what you're going to do, you will get into the troubles in your life and nothing will be fulfilled. What you need to do, wait upon God to accomplish to you what you need to, what you are waiting for. Wait upon God to increase your income, wait upon God to give you a partner, wait upon God to give you family, wait upon God to give you children, wait upon God to promote you, and so on. Let's go verse 5. And Sarai said unto Abraham, my wrong be upon thee, I have given my maid into thy bosom. And when she saw that she had conceived, I was despised in her eyes. The Lord judge between me and thee. You know, here Sarah started to fight and get a quarrel with Abraham because of what Hagar was doing, and because Hagar started to despise and look down to her when she's pregnant. And that's what is going to happen when you try to do your own and perform the promise of the Lord. She told Abraham, Sarah told Abraham, the Lord judge between me and thee. But you know, Sarah did not realize that all what happened, because it is her mistake, it is her wrong. Instead that she will see her mistake, she start to accuse other people. She start to put the trouble that she has in on other people. You know, some people, when they will see themselves in trouble, they start to accuse God. They accuse their partner, they accuse their parents, they accuse their boss, they accuse their colleagues and so on, because they cannot see their mistakes and what they did wrong. Sarah said to Abraham, the Lord judges between me and thee. When you do something and you find yourself into trouble, try to sit down with God and find out whether it is your fault or no. Maybe you are the reason that of these troubles, and don't accuse others. Let's go verse 6. But Abraham said unto Sarai, behold, thy maid is in thine hand. Do to her as it pleases thee. And when Sarah dealt hardly with her, she fled from her face. You know, here what we read that Abraham threw the responsibility from herself. Instead that he need to repent and separate himself from Sarah, he threw back Hagar to Sarah to deal with her being her maid. You know, through that Hagar was behaving badly with Sarah, need to be disciplined for that. But the situation that she was put in, that is not her fault. She was a victim. She was put in that situation by Sarah and Abraham. And you know, and when Sarah dealt hardly with her, she fled from her face. Sarah dealt with her hardly, more than what she can be, or more than what she deserved. And that forced her to leave. So what we learn from here, when you are having the opportunity to be, and to be in the upper hand, remember to be considerate, because dealing with people more than of what they can deserve, maybe they'll put them out of the way. Let's all stand. Let's all stand in the presence of the Lord. Let us come to Jesus. Jesus said, come to me, all of you weary and burdened, and I'll give you rest. Express to God your frustrations and what you are passing through of hardship, difficulties, struggles. Be honest with God. Realize your mistakes and the reason that you are in troubles. Maybe it had become because of your wrongdoing and wrong action that come from your own understanding. Come to the Lord and repent and correct yourself. Yes, Lord, convict your people, everyone who is here, and our brethren in other places, with your word, O God. For every wrong decision and steps they have taken wrong, give them repentance, let them be honest with you, Lord, and be willing to be corrected so that they can come out from what they have put themselves in. In the name of Jesus. Your word, O God, have spread it. O God, bless us. Enlarge our territory, God. Let your hand be with us. And free us from harm so that we not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, Amen and Amen.